This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Another 8 pro-democracy city legislators in Hong Kong could lose their seats based on controversy over oaths of office. Democrat Ray Cooper, leading by 5,000 votes, seems to have upset sitting Republican Governor Pat McCrory in North Carolina, who has been caught in controversy over bathroom rights and lost sporting events. Women have led over 70 countries in the last 50 years, beginning with Sri Lanka. Undoing the overtime rule would be unpopular. A morning consult poll in May found support for the rule not only from Democrats at 64%, but also from Republicans at 57%, Independents at 58%. Facebook responded to concern that it was violating anti-discrimination laws, announcing that marketers placing housing, employment, or credit ads on a social network would no longer be able to use the tools that target people by ethnicity. Voters in Arizona, Colorado, and Washington voted to raise their state minimum wages to $12 per hour by 2020, with inflation adjustments after that. Maine raised the sub-minimum tipped wage. Sick leave came with the victories in Arizona and Washington. Census data showed that in the last 15 years, counties in the region where Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois meet had shown the fastest influx of non-white residents in the U.S., largely Latino and formerly all-white areas. This was also the area where Trump made many of his biggest gains, accounting for his victories in Wisconsin, Iowa, and nearly Minnesota. Chicago's Cook County approved a penny-an-ounce soda and sweetened beverages tax, hoping to raise $200 million. Nearly 80% of digital and print media stories about companies in crisis cited the CEO as a source of blame when the company's leader was a woman, compared to 31% when the CEO was a man, according to the Rockefeller Foundation and Global Strategy Group. A Baltimore Safe Streets program in 2014 had 15,000 encounters with the public, mediated 880 conflicts, seeing a reduction in gun violence and homicides in one neighborhood by 56%. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.